Your recording has started. You may now proceed.
Okay, thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the GNSO Standing Selection Committee on the 21st of September, 2017. On the call today, we have Susan Kawaguchi, Rafiq Damak, Tony Holmes, Maxim Alzoba, Frederick Guillama, apologies from Renata Aquino-Ribeiro, and Lori Schulman. From staff, we have Emily Barabas, Marika Konings, Andrea Glandon, and myself, Julie Bisland. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. Thank you. With this, I'll turn it back over to Susan Kawaguchi.
Thank you so much, and welcome, Tony. Tony is stepping in for Osvaldo to help us make this decision on the GAC liaison. And I was wondering, and also Carlos is Gutierrez, but he hasn't shown up yet, but hopefully he'll catch up with us today. Is there any SOI updates today? So see no hands. I guess no one has anything to change or report. Looks like Tony's typing. So we have the GAC liaison to decide. And I should back up. Yesterday we had a council meeting, and some of you may have been listening into that, but just in case you weren't, the GNSO Council accepted and voted on, approved our three choices of candidates for the ATRT3. They seemed very happy, and I did express the concern we have with more candidates, and especially more geo and gender diversity candidates, so that we have more to pick from in when we're doing our selection process. So we got that done. We've done quite a bit of work this year, which I think I'm surprised at that. Not that this group couldn't do it, but I just didn't realize moving forward how many different selections we would be asked to make. So. And Maxim, I'm hoping Carlos will. I know that that Yulf had asked him to join, so hopefully. So now we have the GAC liaison, and the application period closed. We have three applications, and hopefully you've all looked at these. They've been endorsed by different parts of the community. And I just happen to know that Yulf was endorsed by the BC, the Registry Stakeholder Group, and the NCESG, or NCUC, I'm not sure which one. But, thanks, Marika. So we're not quite done with all our work. We have our charter after this, to put that in the notes. So that wasn't indicated on his application on the wiki, so I just wanted to note that on Yulf. I don't know if that's true of other candidates, but Marika or Emily, do you know if there was more than one endorsement for each of these candidates? I think that would be handy to know.
Hi, Susan. This is Emily. I can answer that for you.
I'm sorry. I was looking at our wiki instead of the Adobe. Go ahead.
That's okay. No problem. So we got, as you said, three candidates. They are Yulf, Osvaldo, and hang on, let me just pull up the wiki. and Paul Rosenzweig. And Yulf and Paul were submitted through the NCSG or by the NCSG on their behalf, and Oswaldo was submitted by the ISPCP.
So that's sort of interesting because do we only accept one endorsement? Because I know that the BC also submitted his application and endorsed him.
Huh, interesting. I can check with the SOAC support team who received the application and just confirm. So you were saying that was Yulf that was also from the BC? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, let me double check with them about that because I did see an email from the NCSG, but I need to double check on the BC one.
Okay. It's just, I'm just curious more from process. I mean, I think, you know, we all know Yulf and but I just happen to know that the BC had made the decision to do so, and Marika was asking if I know where it was sent. I'll find that out. I'm not sure that that's critical for our selection today, but it would be good to know if more than one community or stakeholder constituency endorses someone that that's recorded. And Maxim, you have your hand up.
Maxim Mozoba for the record, just a small update. Actually, at the moment, registrars supported Jules too, and registries are thinking about it, but I will have, I hope to have confirmation during the next week from RYSG. Yeah, just formal thing.
Okay, so I had the wrong, I thought it was the registrars and... So, I mean, I thought it was the registries, but it was the registrars. Okay, thanks for that. And Marika, I couldn't tell you if, you know. Oh, Maxima would know on the registrars. Okay. And Marika, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. So just to note, indeed, that the endorsement is only to kind of pass the first hurdle to be able to be considered. So, of course, it's good to have, you know, more groups endorse a candidate that may, of course, give an indication of you know, the support when the different candidates are evaluated. But for, you know, this initial step, we basically only need, you know, one stakeholder group or constituency to indicate endorsement for the application to be valid. And as I noted in my chat as well, we did receive individual applications who we all kind of redirected to stakeholder group and constituencies for endorsement. But as far as we know, those did not receive endorsements, and as such, they're not considered valid applications. You know, as Alamelli noted, we will check in and see whether any of the you know, other endorsements, you know, got misplaced, because I think we do want to at least put on record you know, which candidates were endorsed by which group. So we'll definitely look into that. And of course, if you have any information of where those emails were sent, I think the GNSO secretariat's email was the one that was used for the general submissions. So at least we can track and see as well if for next time, you know, we need to maybe have a dedicated mailbox to make sure that nothing gets lost, already make clear that people know where this needs to get sent.
Okay, that sounds good. And then, so on the other applications that didn't have an endorsement, did you send those to all the stakeholder groups or just the one that was most likely to endorse?
No, we basically wrote to the people that applied and told them that, you know, they needed to reach out to whatever stakeholder group they felt you know, they were most aligned with and look for endorsement. I think in one case as well, a person actually copied in, I think the executive committee of one of the groups, and we actually went back to ask, well, does that mean that you're endorsing this person? And they didn't confirm that that was the case. So we indicated there as well that it's not just sufficient putting someone on copy. We really need to basically your candidacy needs to be submitted by a stakeholder group or constituency in order to be considered a valid application.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, it's good to know. And how many, you said there were several. Can you tell me the number of those that were submitted without endorsement?
I want to say two, and Emily can correct me if I have that wrong.
Okay, so it's not, I mean, I would be more concerned if we had 10 or something.
No.
Yeah, and then you would sort of wonder if we need to change how we, the instructions or something, if that many people were confused. So, all right. So we have until October 8th. To rank the candidates and then submit by October 16th, submit the motion with the candidate's name in it. So does anybody have any thoughts on exactly how we would like to go about selecting the GAC liaison candidate? Marika, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I can give you a little bit of feedback or insight on how this was done for the previous two selections. As you may recall, at that point, it was the responsibility of the council leadership to make that selection, so basically the chair and the two vice chairs. And the way they did that, and Emily, I don't know if you were already pulling up the evaluation document, but that might be helpful to see. They actually used an evaluation sheet in which they ranked each of the candidates along the lines of a number of criteria. Let me see if I can. Here we are. So basically looking at the call for applications, looking at the responsibilities of the liaison, this is the sheet that they used to kind of evaluate each of the candidates along the lines of a set number of skills and requirements, and then scoring on a 1 to 10 scale, and then also listing what other factors should be considered either positive or negative. So the scoring was one indication, and then the other factors could then be part of the conversation, especially in those cases where candidates might rank very close to each other. So they would use that to then have an overall average as a kind of indication of where people would score, and that was then basically used as the basis for making their decision. So one option would be, of course, for you to use the same evaluation sheet. We can look into, and I think Emily has already been doing some work on that, to see if we can actually translate this into a survey, so it's easier for you to fill this in online. Of course, you can do it another way as well and define other criteria. One thing that may be helpful, and we can pull it up in a second as well, is that we have an email from Tom Dale from the GAC Secretariat that he sent to James Bladel on the question of, the feedback from the GAC Secretariat on what they see as, the important aspects of the liaison or where there are as well areas to improve. So again, that may be another source of information that you may want to look at and then review the candidates aligned with the criteria that were in the call for applications, but also the input that he has provided on what are important aspects of that liaison function. I just wanted to share that so you know how it was done in the past. As I said before, of course, that doesn't need to restrict you in any way in how you want to carry out this evaluation. So again, it's really up to you to decide how you want to take it to the next step.
Okay, and these questions seem appropriate. And Tony, just for further information on the ranking of the candidates, we have to provide a motion by the motion deadline for the GNSO Council meeting. But what we've done in the past is provide a draft motion, and it has to be submitted October 16th. and we provide a draft motion, and then we can sort of buy some time to continue our work if we're not done by October 16th in the final selection of the candidate, so we could submit it at like a week before the GNSO meeting. So it's you know, it's on record for the motions, and we've hit that deadline. So we have a little time, but as you know, everything gets busy. So the evaluation sheet, I think, would be a good idea. Does anybody have any other questions that they would want to ask and include in the evaluation? And also, is the recommendations from the GEC Secretariat, is that on the wiki also? I must say I missed that.
Yeah, this is Marika. We haven't posted that yet because we're actually we've reached out to Tom Dale to make sure that he's happy with us posting it. Okay. I said I can put it up now in the Adobe Connect because I think he did send it with the intention of people being able to review that, but you know, we would like to have his confirmation that we can actually post it. But I said I'll find it now and pull it up here.
That'd be great. And I agree with Maxim. It was great to have it indicated which SGs and Cs have supported each candidate. I mean, we do have that, but it sounds like it may be limited. And someone also, I should go back to the chat, had said it would be great to have Carlos's input on the requirements. Maxim, that was your suggestion that, you know, if Carlos could have joined the call, it would have been good to get his input on, since he's done this job, of what criteria we really should, if we're looking at all the criteria. It looks like we are, people are agreeing that the evaluation questions are good. So, Emily, can we start by putting those, you know, creating the survey, obviously not on the fly here for today, but all right. Just sort of skimming this email real quick. Okay, so I'm not sure in this email that there's any other criteria that we'd want to add, but so, Maxim, you're suggesting a draft poll that everybody could review the questions before the actual survey or poll is created? Yes. Okay. That makes sense, too. Usually, I think Emily does Okay, so it's, I mean, I'm not sure I'm seeing, this is good background information. I'm not sure I'm seeing other elements that we should add in ranking. But if we can, if Tom Dale agrees to this being posted, I think it'd be a good reference document for us. Okay, so I think our to-dos is, or Emily's to-do, and I must thank staff for all the hard work you do on for this committee. There's always something we're asking you to do. So if you could create the draft poll and send that around, and then we could just make a decision online and get that finalized, and then we should sort of target a date. Well, I think the recommendation to have Carlos' input on what the role, you know, how his experience with the role would be helpful in drafting that also. So maybe we can make sure we get Carlos's attention on the criteria for the survey too. So as long as he weighs in on that, and then maybe schedule another call where he could actually give us more input. So yeah, and Max, Carlos was invited to this. He's representing Yulf on the committee. He just, there may have been something that came up. So oh, and Potslet, good, you joined us. So I'm just wondering when we should have another call. Do you feel that we need Carlos's input before we fill out the survey? We can work on the draft survey to make sure it's, or poll to make sure it has everything we think it needs to be. And if we get his input via email, that would be good. And do you want to talk to Carlos prior to starting to evaluate each candidate, or would it be sufficient just to everyone do the ranking and then but have Carlos's input as we discuss the candidates after we've seen a ranking? And that's a good idea too, Marika. We could ask him to weigh in on the email list too. And Maxim's saying better prior to the vote. Several people are typing. Okay, so definitely prior. So do we want to have a, just trying to figure this out. So we have 2 weeks before we're, you know, our October 8th date for deciding on the candidate, though we can push that out a little bit. So would you like to have a call next week and we can make sure that Carlos can make it? We could do a doodle poll. Okay, it looks like next week is fine. Several agree. Okay, so if we work on the survey this week, get Carlos' input on that as we work on it too, but then schedule a call where we know for sure Carlos can provide his input. Right, Maxim, we can sort of work around Carlos' schedule maybe, but we could do a doodle poll, or Emily could do a doodle poll for us. And then schedule another call for next week, get his input, do the ranking, and then discuss the candidates the following week. Does that sound like a plan? We'll have two calls, one next week and the week after. And hopefully. Okay. And Marika or Emily, is there anything else we should consider in this process for a GAC liaison selection? Are we missing anything? Okay, she says no. And Emily is typing. All right. And do we have any other business? The only other thing I can think of right now is that we do need to get move forward on our, is it the charter or just the, Marika did make a point of that earlier, that we need to
Yeah, and this is Marika. I can help uh-huh. with that point if you want. So as you may recall, the charter for this group was actually adopted by the GNSO Council on a preliminary basis because you know, there was a relatively short time frame to put it together. There were some changes made where I think the Council wasn't sure how that would actually work in practice. So in the motion that they adopting preliminary the charter, they immediately indicated as well that they expected the SSC to carry out a review of the charter and provide feedback to the GNSO Council on whether, you know, within the framework of the charter, it's able to undertake its activities, you know, whether there are any areas where improvement or changes may be needed. So that feedback then can be considered by the GNSO Council in view of, you know, any potential changes to the charter following which it could be kind of permanently adopted. So Emily has actually already been putting some thought into that, so we hope to be able to kind of give you a framework that you know, takes you through the charter and then highlights indeed how some of that was applied practically in the recent selections. And hopefully that will then give you the opportunity to indicate, you know, is more guidance needed in the charter? And, you know, are some aspects limiting or you know, does it actually work pretty well? So again, that's, I think, the exercise that, you know, once you've completed this, we can start looking at that. I don't think there's any urgency in that regard, especially as well, since I don't think there's any imminent selection waiting. But having said that, of course, taking care of that before anything else shows up will be helpful because it means that you'll have a permanent charter and there's ability as well to address any aspects where you believe maybe further guidance is needed or you know, updates are required to make sure that you have the flexibility to do your work.
Okay. And that's very helpful that you and Emily are already looking at that to give us some thoughts on that. So we can put that off till after the GAC liaison selection is completed, correct? Okay, correct. All right. Does anybody else have any other business they'd like to bring up? And I think we're done for the day. I think we have a road plan. Yeah, that, Rafiq, I hear you. I feel like that's what I do. It's mainly what I do lately, begin and end my day with an ICANN call. But thank you for being on the call. In 5 hours, ooh, that's a lot of ICANN, Maxim. All right, so I think we're done. If anybody doesn't have any other business to bring up, and just look for emails and the doodle poll for a call for next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, bye.
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 Thanks, everyone. Today's meeting is adjourned. Verizon operator Angelica, can you please stop the recordings and disconnect all lines? Everyone have a great day.